And welcome to episode 51 of Classroom Radio. Unfortunately, if the crowd, if the audience seems a little disheartened and broken down, it's because I just informed them that I'm going to be rearranging the seating arrangement for the 8th grade class. We've got some boos, we've got some yays. So those of you chanting yay, I'm going to keep you right where you're at. And those of you booing, I'm going to move you, because I can't have anyone in a good mood in 8th grade. Anyway, so we have three guests today. We have Ava, we have Riley, we have Arabella, and we are going to be talking about Shadow Day. Last week, last Friday, about half of the class was shadowing St. Francis High School, so we're going to talk about that. I picked a student who wants to go to St. Francis High School, a student who wants to go to Christian Brothers, and a student who is unsure. So we'll talk about that in just a little bit. But what I want you to think about right now, first off, is what was something that stands out to you about Shadow Day? Something that stands out to you about Shadow Day. While they're thinking of their answers, we're recording this on Friday. I just erased the date. The 21st. October 21st. And on Wednesday, October 26th, the class is going to be shadowing Christian Brothers. It'll be their second Shadow Day. Second Shadow Day for these three guests, and it'll be the first Shadow Day for about 18 students. So, let's start off with you, Arabella. Without telling us where you want to go, what's something that stood out to you with regards to your Shadow Day at St. Francis High School?
What stood out to me was that the teachers were very kind. Like,
is that something you're not used to?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. No. So the teachers were you appreciated the teachers. Were they just kind to the students shadowing or to their classes in general?
Their classes in general, honestly.
Okay, awesome. That's cool. All right, Riley, something that stood out to you about your St. Francis Shadow Day?
I feel like the community was like very connected and all together, because when I went to lunch, I got to sit with people who were like I had never seen before, some people I've met before, like they used to go here, but I feel like everyone was always so connected because the groups were so big at lunch, so everyone's kind of like all together.
Awesome. Ava, what's something that stood out to you about your Shadow Day?
What stood out to me was the environment. It was very fast-paced, like passing period.
The speed of it. And I think you're going to find that with whatever high school you choose, the speed and the pace is much quicker. It's a much quicker pace. But I think all three of you will adjust very well as the rest of the class. All right, so let's talk about where you want to go or your level of confusion. Now, Arabella, you signed up as someone who wants to go to St. Francis. Well, before the Shadow Day, what was the reason why you wanted to go to St. Francis High School?
Okay, this is going to give me a minute to think about this. So,
yeah, you got to be on it. You got to be on it. So, why St. Francis?
Well, like, in third grade, I always wanted to go to Christian Brothers, but and then I was so doubtful about St. Francis. I was like, oh, St. Francis, all girls school, too much drama, ew. But I went to the camp, and I'm like, oh, wow, this is not bad.
So there were summer camps at St. Francis. Okay, so that played a big part. Okay. And how has your attitude changed since after the Shadow Day? Are you more in favor of St. Francis, or are you?
Yes, I really want to go to St. Francis.
Okay. Now, the one thing I will say is next Wednesday, you'll be shadowing Christian Brothers. So, it's very important to go in with an open heart, an open mind, and just appreciate the difference, because there are different environments. There are different environments between St. Francis and Christian Brothers, as well as Jesuit and Christian Brothers. So, awesome. All right, now, Riley, you were saying that you wanted to go to Christian Brothers.
Yeah.
So how did, first off, what is it about Christian Brothers that stands out to you?
I like Christian Brothers because I like the part that it's co-ed.
Now, back in my day, it wasn't co-ed. But we also had two other high schools. We had Bishop and O and Loretto High School back then.
Christian Brothers has like a lot of things that I like already, and it feels like I can do more things that I wanted to do, such as like I heard that they have a color guard team, and I really want to be on that.
Okay.
And they also have a theater, and I feel like theater would be more fun if it was co-ed.
Mm-hmm. So, did your Shatterday kind of impact you in any way? Like, oh, maybe St. Francis might be something? Because of the way you were talking about that community and that bond.
I feel like, I still really like St. Francis when I went to Shatterday, because I got to go out into a field and launch rockets off of the science team.
You were there? Because I saw that they posted that on their, St. Francis High School posted that on their Instagram. And so I didn't know, you got to see the rockets go. Oh,
I got
cool.
to stand out with my shadow and this other girl who I, no clue who she was, I don't think my shadow really talked to her that much, but we got to stand out 50 feet away from everyone else,
uh-huh.
and we got to kind of bond and talk together a lot.
Awesome. All right, now Ava, you listed as under unsure,
mm-hmm.
unsure. So this is really exciting because in a couple of days you're going to be able to experience both campus environments. What's something that made you that could possibly make you lean towards St. Francis? So far.
Well, I kind of like the academics and the sports there. I know
mm-hmm.
they have a really good sports team and academics as well.
You're an athlete, a scholar athlete here at St. Francis. Are you going to continue that through high school?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Which sports, if I may ask?
Volleyball.
Okay. I'm still recovering from the volleyball game yesterday. For those of you who just,
like
the millions listening, the St. Francis varsity volleyball team had an amazing game against Holy Spirit. And I'm still recovering. My nerves are recovering from that. So, all right, so we've got Christian Brothers coming up. Christian Brothers coming up next Wednesday. What's something that you're looking forward to? I want you to think of that question. So the cool thing is that after next Wednesday, about half the class will have already shadowed two schools. And the other half, this will be their first school that they shadow. And they won't shadow Jesuit until November 15th, so they get that experience. So what's something that you're looking forward to at Christian Brothers? I don't know about that.
Okay, I'm not going to the Christian Brothers Shadow Day, but what I was looking for before my mom told me was I want to see, like, the pace, like, how long it takes to go to the classroom, how it's like, and people's friendships, I want to see that.
Now, without getting into any details, because it's none of my business, do you want to go to Christian Brothers Shadow Day?
I did, but my mom said we were busy, so
okay.
I care.
Okay, well, maybe your schedule can line up, things can change, because it is a really good experience. And also, if you can't make the date, now they don't make this too publicly known, because then people will go, oh, I want to go on this, I want to go. It's better to go with your entire class. But they can schedule you in when another school is shadowing. The only difference is that would be kind of awkward, because it is a bonding experience for the class of 2023 to all go together. So if you still want to see what Christian Brothers is like, I could, you know, figure out a way to have you go with a different school. And just be, but that would be kind of an awkward feeling because, you know, there's a difference between you going by yourself with another school and then you going with your friends here in the class. And I think that would be fun. So, Riley, something that you're looking forward to with the Christian Brothers Shadow Day?
I'm really excited to, I'm looking forward to seeing what the literature things, like classes are. Because I'm really interested in literature, and I heard St. Francis has a really good AP Lit for it, and just like a normal literature class.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to see what Christian Brothers is like, and I'm also really excited to see like how the classes work, because St. Francis has worked in a way that I didn't really expect them to.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was in the art class, and they did practically nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so the teacher was like, okay, if you're in here, you have to be working on something in art, like either working on the project or working just doodling in your sketchbook. So go do whatever. I'm like, okay.
So you're going to go looking at more like what are they doing academically here? And that's great. That's great that you're, because sometimes we go because we want to see what the social aspect is like. Other times we want to go to see what the extracurricular aspect is like, whether it's drama, theater. Drama, not drama. So whether it's theater or athletics, and I think it's really good that we also go into it with looking at the academic aspect of it, and which one suits your needs more. All right, Ava, my unsure student. What about you? What's something you're looking forward to at the Christian Brothers?
Well, what I'm looking forward to, like St. Francis, is the pace, and also how the high schoolers are like with boys and girls.
So. Mm-hmm. That does make a difference. That does make a difference. And for some people, it's better to have one than the other. So that's always something to take into consideration. And to the parents listening to this, I'm telling you this right now. It is important to take the opinions and thoughts of our future graduates into consideration. And their voices need to be heard. And hopefully you get a chance to, it becomes a conversation. Just yes or no, are your parents set on you going to a particular school? Yes or no? And I'm not even going to say, I'm going to point so that no one is outed on this. So it's just yes or no, do your parents have a particular school they want you to go to?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Okay, so we have two yeses and one no. Let's see, guys, show of hands in the audience. Are your parents dead set on one particular school? Hands up for yes. Hands up for no. Well, actually, there's a few more no's. Hands up if you're pretty sure which school you want to go to. Good number. Hands up if you're unsure. Hands up if you're going to wait until after you've shadowed both schools to make up your mind. All right, that's most of the people raising their hand. That's why shadow days are so important. And quite frankly, back in the Stone Age, when I was in eighth grade, we didn't do shadow days. And I just went to the school I went to. Was simply because that's the school that my older brothers went to. And so that's it. All right, so that concludes episode 51 of Classroom Radio. How about another big hand for my guests?
Yeah, Ava.
And that wraps up week 10 of our St. Francis Class of 2023 experience. We'll be back next week with episode 52, where we're going to talk about Shatter Days, field trips, and graduation photos. Take care, everyone.